ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana lillahi rabbil alameen. Peace and blessings be upon the last messenger of Allah, Holy Prophet Muhammad and his pure progeny, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We are together again with the program Bridge, speaking and contemplating on the 12 on the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiya, and at this point on this station of our journey, we have arrived to the pole number 12, the 12th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiya, where Imam alayhi salam is teaching us the art of confession. And the person who deserves or who we can only confess to is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike some of the other religions, some of the other schools of thoughts that have legitimized confession to other human beings, in Islam, confession to sins itself is a sin. So you can't go around and say, I have committed this. You can't even go to your sheikh, to your scholar, to the imam in your local center and let them know what you have done if that is an act of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that itself is a spreading of the virus of sinning. So it's called isha'a. And we have to stop spreading of the act of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There has to be a price, there has to be a limit, there has to be a respect for Islamic laws, and that can break the respect. Therefore, confession to sins, no matter how it is devalued, no matter how it's regarded badly in Islam, if it is done, if it is given, if it is shared with another individual, on the other hand, confession to our sins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greatly admired and it's highly motivated. Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
Alright, dear listeners, Imam alayhi salam in the 12th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiyya is teaching us the art of confession, with what language we should speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when confessing to our mistakes, to our God forbid sins and acts of disobedience. So the title of the 12th du'a of Sahifa Sajjadiyya is this itself, fil i'tiraf wa talab at-tawbati ila Allah ta'ala. Most of the times, we lack a very designated time for speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our daily lives. So salat and daily prayers can help us designate that time. We are not just supposed to pray as if it's like a homework that you have to put it in. Yes, that is the least that we should do. But is that enough? Absolutely not. If your prayers become prayers of the one who is doing his homework out of something that is obligatory to them without enthusiasm, guess what happens? The prayers become late, without energy, without any fruit and benefit. They do it as if it is an act that is so boring. You do it without proper preparation. The wudu, the salat itself, is becoming something that you do it just because you want to save yourself from the punishment. That salat will not elevate us. So we have to designate a time in our daily lives for ibadah, for worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the best things to do while worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that time is remembering our mistakes and confessing to them. Most of the times, what do we do? What is so recommended to be away from is that we justify our actions. Oh Allah, I blame everyone else but myself. Oh, I made that mistake just because he said this, she said that, that person did this, that person did that, as if I had no control over myself. And I was controlled by the actions of others. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the power of will. And being able to have the audacity to confess to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regards to our mistakes is a big power. It's a strength. Let's take a break and come back to talk more about this beautiful dua.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, Imam starts this 12th dua with a very beautiful statement. Imam says, Allahumma innahu yahjubuni an mas'alatika khilathu thalathun. Oh Allah, there are three traits that have prevented me from asking you, and there's one trait, watahduni alayha khallatun wahida, and there's one trait that urges me, that motivates and encourages me towards asking you, and that is I am prevented by these three things. Amrun amarta bihi fabta'tu anhu. There is a command that thou hast commanded in which I have been slow. For example, the command of Allah came. They said, sacrifice an animal to Bani Israel, the children of the descendants of Israel. Descend, O the people, go and sacrifice that cow and or that certain animal. What did they do? And instead of acting upon it quickly, they started posing questions to Prophet Moses. To Prophet Musa, they said, okay, what should the color of that animal be? What should the size and shape or the weight and height? So on and so forth. They started asking questions. Why did they ask all these questions? It was because, not because they were really asking these questions, but they were about, their intention was to delay the command and order of God. The more questions they asked, the more difficult the task Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to them became. Guess what happened? It became narrow and specific only to one cow that existed there. And they had to pay a very high price to get that and sacrifice it. So commands of Allah, we need to do ajal on. We need to do hastening on. We need to do it quickly. عجلوا بالصلاه. Run towards the salat. Accelerate towards the salat. Accelerate towards the commands of Allah. Once he said, do this, do it right away. Postponing itself stops us from making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, I owe you the rest of the two of those obstacles that Imam describes in the beginning of the dua. Inshallah, in the next session, we will cover that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را